Can you believe that two motherfuckers that just be in the sky on polar opposite sides of each other, usually.
Typically.
Decided to cross paths on a part of the country
that needs,
that's racist as the fuck. Just turned it black. Just dark.
I'm gonna draw a line through this motherfucker.
Where black lives do matter, goddamn.
Black lives matter all right here.
Yeah.
You all need to get your shit together. This is your opportunity to do better. Don't look me in the motherfucking face, though, because I'll ruin your whole life.
Don't look up here, because the goddamn moon and the sun's doing grown folks' business.
Grown folks, you supposed, the reason why I don't want you
universe
looking
up, business.
You're supposed to be bowing down, actually. Bowing, I'm the motherfucking sun. He's the motherfucking moon.
And we together.
And we doing something.
We
right
doing
now.
Something right now.
Making,
you know,
generations.
You know, forecasting it. Black.
Black. Done. Middle of the day.
Everything is Shaka, everything in Faka.
We are the ceiling. What do you mean? See a ceiling when you is the ceiling, goddamn. Woo! It's the solar eclipse, baby.
The solar eclipse and
go ahead and throw Mercury in retrograde. You know, let's just stir this shit up.
Let me just say that I am mighty impressed with my ability to release a whole lot of shit this past week.
I feel good about it.
Including this thing, you know, some girl that they calling the president. I don't know who she is. Definitely release that.
Who is that?
But, you know, I am so glad that whoever this thing, this whatever entity that this president looked up,
mm-hmm,
at the eclipse, so he could just look the doom just right in the face.
This is all for you, baby.
All for you.
This is a new day. We're here to we about to fuck up. I came home after that solar eclipse and like had to take a nap. I was filled to the brim, bitch. I was exhausted. I went to sleep, woke up, I was like, I feel like I need to cook. It's a solar eclipse. It's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
Hello?
Capitalism was like, y'all gotta be at work, but everybody stepped out of work to go look at the eclipse.
I had no idea.
It was a celebration.
It really, truly was.
And I just feel like everyone was underprepared because we should prepare this kind of
stuff for
a long time.
Forever. Especially right now. Science. We needed that motherfucker, goddamn.
And you know, they gonna check in on us in 99 more years to see what's up, you know, this part of the world.
Show the children.
Eclipses happen all the time. It just, the moon and the sun decide where they gonna do their little exhibition next.
Yes.
You know?
Some of y'all gotta wait. Y'all on the waiting list, okay? Yeah, it's not your turn yet.
It's a great show, let me tell you.
All right now.
Energetically and just
tired. Welcome to the solar eclipse. I am Amber J. Phillips, the high priestess of Black
Potters.
Joy.
And this is Jazz, the King of the South.
Bad
and you are
Potters.
Listening to the Black Joy Mixtape.
Bad bitch Potters. I got bad bitch Potters. Bad bitch Potters. I got
bad bitch Potters.
Got a bad bitch problem you can never understand. Excuse me, I'm on the phone talking to your man. I stayed low, so they think I'm from Japan. Bitches is my kids, but I should've took the plan. Get these niggas wood, now they calling me Holly. He say I'm bad and bougie, bitch, but my name ain't Tommy. I said you can't stay here, but you can wait in the lobby. Too pretty for these niggas, so I act real snobby. Keep a ugly nigga on the side, never take them pics. Only see me with that nigga when he taking me on trips. Yeah, I'm foreign with them whips, light skin nigga looks. And you can't be thugs, but you ain't never flipped a brick. Ain't vote for Trump, but these bitches need walls.
Number well, goddamn. Welcome to the other side, Jasmine.
I'm thankful to be here.
Hello. We made it, did we not?
Man. Expansion.
Expansion.
Shout
Skin
out
clear,
to the ancestors.
Just full abundance.
Just, you know.
Waste just doing things that's never done before. I'm grateful.
I personally am aglow. I feel like my melanin is got a little extra glitter in it.
Just a little bit.
Just ting.
A little twah.
You know, and really, y'all can't tell me shit. My tolerance is low because I saw that y'all motherfuckers have a ride in Charlottesville a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, this go round, we're like, the universe is black.
All of it.
Yeah. Just... You can't tell me shit. You thought you couldn't tell me shit before. You really can't now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know that we gonna win. Goddamn, we've won.
We've already won. I was talking so much shit in the office today when my coworker showed me. I was like, I am the solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new beginning. I love it. I didn't know it was such a big deal, but all I could think about when watching the coverage of the solar eclipse was how I wish it was just like Malaya up there talking.
Yes!
Like, just be like, so this is what the solar eclipse means. Like, I don't care what these racist doctors, scientists have to say. Move on. Catherine got us to the moon. You bitches didn't do anything. I want to hear what a black woman thinks about this.
Because
let's remap Hidden Figures just for the coverage of the solar eclipse. Goddamn. They should have went on tour or some shit.
Yep.
That would have been beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely needed a black woman on TV talk about a witch, at least.
Truly. I mean, that's the type of expertise that matters in this moment. I mean, people who actually listen and talk about the earth, you know, would be great.
Yes.
You know, in addition to the science. Like, yes. It doesn't have to be an either or.
No.
It's just like people want to know because people did feel something.
Yes, absolutely. And it's talking about the effects of the solar eclipse will just last. And I think my understanding of this is that I believe that when intentionality is set behind something like that, where everyone's watching, everyone's excited, like the positives that come from that, I think they just have very powerful effects when we all collectively focus on a really dope vision. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah, it's like the nature's version of a new year almost, right?
Yes,
like
exactly.
How people were looking up almost like the ball was about to drop. But this is nature's ball.
Right,
you know?
And you get to look at it all day.
And you knew what time it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just a lot of excitement. And yeah, I would have loved to see a celebration. Maybe in 99 years, that'll be a reality.
Yes.
Like, we already know the
date.
We
could be like
date.
The folks in the... Where was it where they got the river, the body of water made into a human?
New Zealand,
right.
Mm-hmm. The human rights of a river. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
just
a
felt
big
good.
Celebration.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I'm avoiding the worst part of this show.
What's that?
But the best part of this show.
No, it's not the best. It can't be the best.
Telling white people the truth is like a release for me.
Okay, it's a solar eclipse. I'll take it.
Okay.
I mean, it's a part of the show. And speaking of white people have no self-control, like, while it's on my heart, I know we get a lot of clicks on SoundCloud. And
yes. Oh, yes.
The social media is not matching.
Well, no, y'all be turning up on social media. Y'all need to, more of y'all need to join
more
the party.
More need to join the party.
Yes. Hashtag because Black Joy Mixtape.
Please. Please use the hashtag white people. I know you trying to keep this under wraps.
Feel free to tell your cousins, goddamn.
In public. Don't be telling them off the record. Put it on your wall.
Well, if you can post This American Life and Ira Glass's bored ass, you can post this motherfucker.
You sure can.
Shit. Y'all listen to Richard Pryor. Y'all let Dave Chappelle come back. All unrehearsed.
Y'all playing. And shout out to all my niggas. Y'all doing a great job. My
y'all
niggas need
down.
To show up, though. Like, y'all need to show up, too. Use the hashtag BlackJoyMixtape. And when we tell y'all to go buy something, y'all gotta go buy it now.
I don't know what's wrong with Jasmine today.
Solar eclipse. Like, I gotta tell y'all, they told me in the training that, you know, you gotta give directions, tag 3 people, share with 5
right.
friends. So I'm being direct with it. Like, look, y'all.
Talk to us on the hashtag, goddamn. Shit.
And also brings me to that. Talk to us through the hashtag. You ain't gotta send me all these emails.
I don't know what Jasmine's
talking
about.
I'm doing the best I can right now. And, like, yeah, SoundCloud ain't gonna keep paying for itself. Don't y'all want
y'all are doing great. We love you. We love you, Black Joy Jubilee.
We do. And we gotta make it. Y'all. We can't keep doing this in our living room. She want her house back.
Jasmine is stupid. I love it.
How we gonna invite like.
This is rap scene basement ass show.
We ain't even got chairs. That's all I'm saying.
Jasmine. Don't let Jasmine do y'all like this.
We ain't even got a spot to host the kids.
They gonna have to go in the bedroom. Go get some crafts. We'll come to you, but make it easier. We gonna hook y'all up with all that
it's
shit.
It's gonna be great. But use the hashtag.
Talk to us online if you know Solange or...
Just tweet random celebrities.
Yeah, just be
Diddy,
like...
Russell Simmons.
Especially one of them, because I feel like they really fuck with this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In the solar eclipse.
In the eclipse of the solar.
We gonna be so famous.
I can't wait.
Y'all love us.
I'm not changing my number either. I'ma just keep that phone. Let's live tweet.
Yeah, live tweet the your listening experience and whatever questions you got. Just use the hashtag. Just do that. Get on Instagram, use it on there.
Yes.
This is our version of if you would like to live, make sure that you are using the hashtag.
Hit like and hit subscribe.
Black Joy Mixtape.
So silly. Let's go into fucking white folks. White people have no self-control. And neither does Jasmine. Shit. Woo. We are
a trip. That was so shady, y'all.
It was great.
I'm glad I did
that. I feel like
I got that off my chest.
Amen.
All right. So first up, another White House official was eliminated this week on The Prince's White House Edition. This week,
you're fired.
It was the White House Director of Rapid Response, Andy Heming.
That's a whole ass job, huh?
It's not like it matters, but we just documenting that somebody is gone every week and a lot of positions are still unfilled.
The government is small as a motherfucker, man, right now, y'all.
And everybody just cool with it.
Just, okay. I'm not black, I'm OJ. All right, well, okay. Next up.
A court in the District of Columbia on Thursday.
We don't even care that nobody works there. We just promised we would tell y'all. Like, we promise every week. Even the Daily Show stole our little thing, but you know.
Always.
That's why y'all need to hit the hashtag, bitch.
Because, yeah.
Let them know. Cite your sources. I heard on the Black Joy Mixtape. Okay, keep going, Jazz.
All right. A court in the District of Columbia on Thursday ordered web hosting company DreamHost to produce data and information requested by the Department of Justice related to an anti-President Trump website.
Surveillance.
Chief Justice Robert Morin of the Superior Court of D.C. ruled that under the court's supervision, the government can proceed with a search warrant for data requested from DreamHost on the website DisruptJ20.org, which was used to organize protests against Trump on Inauguration Day. The Hill is reporting, quote, the government is seeking the data in connection with the ongoing investigation into the rioting that occurred on Inauguration Day.
No such thing.
That did not happen, y'all.
Mm-hmm. They were here. I was here.
And there were no riots. We know what riots look like. We've seen them in the recent past.
Charlottesville was a riot. Someone,
as
died
we
from
told
that.
You last week, the Charlottesville riot. They keep calling it a protest, but it was a riot, y'all. I don't care how many permits they got.
Right, and even on Inauguration Day, the actions that were taking place because it was a protest was simply shutting down entranceways.
And the reason why this is important. So not only are they invading people's space and information, surveying them, getting this information to potentially survey people, as well as connect them to quote unquote riots that didn't happen. There are actually over 200 people right now who are arrested during the inauguration protests. Mm-hmm.
And they're still locked up.
They have, and not only are they still locked up, some of them are facing felony charges that carry sentences of 70 to 80 years. So this came about. Initially, these folks were charged with felony rioting, a crime that carries a 10-year prison sentence and a $25,000 fine. And on April 27th, the Superior Court of the District of Columbia added additional charges. Now, mind you, this is the same court that granted the search warrant for the information from the website. This same court went back on these people's charges and added additional charges that included urging to riot, conspiracy to riot, and destruction of property. So what you have here, the media, one, is already perpetuating the government's narrative around riots happening on the inauguration.
Yeah.
Then they are about to try to breach data security so that they can get information about people who may have visited this site and who may or may not went to these protests.
Mm-hmm.
But still, their information and their lives are now being surveyed because of their First Amendment right to disagree with the President of the United States.
Right.
That is the crime. Y'all, they are investigating and
organizing
and perpetuating.
They are criminalizing
the left.
Yeah.
So they are making the left the rioters while the white supremacists are protesters in the media and policy. Like, it's okay for them to run over people with their cars while protesters.
So.
Yeah. And it happened in
where? North Carolina.
Yeah.
Their legislator overwhelmingly.
And what you say about in California earlier?
Oh, someone ran over a protester.
Where?
In San Francisco during the protests to highlight the murder of trans folks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, we literally haven't heard anything about anybody, any charges being pressed against Charlottesville folks. But still, we have this continuing narrative of the alt-left being very violent, which really they're talking about Black Lives Matter protesters.
And it's not true. It's so
simply made
up. Of course, your president of Toothless America couldn't control himself and had to go back on his comments like we told you he would, essentially. Just because you remember what we said, or we told y'all the formula a long time ago. That administration has a habit of creating one narrative, and then when somebody comes back to ask them about it, they got a new narrative. They don't even address what they said before.
Mm-hmm.
So when he said like that he admonished or he didn't agree with white supremacist groups or whatever y'all was celebrating 1 week, he turned around and started talking about the quote unquote alt left, and they were out there being violent and wrong on both sides, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So he is appeasing everyone. And then the KKK leader comes out and is like, we are just so glad that he is still on our side. Like,
mm-hmm. Y'all, look alive. That's all we got for you. You have to continuously look alive. Because what we have here, I feel like every week we're doing a really in-depth job of highlighting how it is a systematic takeover. There are soldiers in these one-off fucking white people in these communities all across America. They are doing policy initiatives. You have your president and you have the media fucking up because they have literally never been forced to be good on race
or good at, you know, to continue
bias
this
is
lie
out the window.
That, yeah, this lie that objectivity exists.
Hello?
And they aren't being objective at all in their reporting, because they are in the report is calling what happened on inauguration riots. It's creating language or creating a reality that influences people before they even get into the courtroom.
Right.
Potential jurors.
from like the evening news upward. Like, it is across the board. And then manipulation.
While people await to stand trial.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Assuming guilt before they, like, it, yeah, riot happened, so rioters had to be punished. Wait.
Hold on a second. That's not the same type of riot, baby. That's a hate group. You all just don't like these group of people. There's a difference between not liking motherfuckers and hate groups. These people have, over the course of since ever, been trying to push this white supremacy, we are the best ass shit. And they're willing to do whatever it takes.
I mean, they will kill their own. They always have been in multiple sections of the world. Like, just in the police, in government, in education, just everywhere. Just right. Crawling.
Full takeover. We're going to go into more of that when we start talking about the history of the monuments, which is how we got here with Charlottesville.
Yeah. So next up, I'm pretty sure you all heard, Missouri planned to execute Marcellus Williams this week, despite a new report from a DNA expert that his lawyers argue supports his claim to innocence. According to Al Jazeera, in 2001, Williams, who is now 48, was convicted of the 1998 killing of Leisha Gale, but his lawyers say new DNA evidence could exonerate him. The Missouri Supreme Court, however, refused to review the evidence. Williams' lawyer, Kent Gibson, said, quote, "We petitioned the court to look at the new evidence on August 14th, and less than 24 hours later, they decided, based on the court files, that the execution should go ahead anyway, and that is unprecedented." A few hours before Marcellus Williams was due to be executed, Missouri Governor Eric Greitens issued a stay of execution. So he barely got through by the skin of his teeth. Mm-hmm. He still awaits a decision about whether he'll be executed.
Dismantle this bullshit.
Please.
You all don't know what you're doing.
You don't.
I've seen The Wire. Lots of manipulation happening here.
This doesn't work.
This doesn't work. It especially never works for a particular group that you all are clear about hating the fuck out of, which is niggas. And, you know, let's get rid of it. This isn't working. People are...
We keep having them do this.
Right. People are in jail because they can't afford fucking bail. Like, they're not even going to trial. Like, this system is flooded with bullshit. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You're wasting your money.
And it's killing people.
It's killing us. So, that's canceled. So, jumping in here...
Release it with the eclipse.
Please.
Release the prison.
Big vision. Big vision. Big. Let's do both at the same time. Let's get some services.
Y'all got 99 years now.
Y'all got 99 years to show that you are better.
Shed it. Now.
Release the white supremacy from your bones.
Just, oh.
Release it.
Light a white candle and say a goddamn prayer. Goddamn.
Take a bath. Grow your hair down past your ankles. Bend, turn, dip
scrub
in the water.
Scrub that shit off. Dip yourself. Bless yourself.
White people, please. You're killing them.
Smudge yourselves.
This is unnecessary.
Just you know, while the sage is burning, just put it into your flesh.
Like a new port.
So it can just get into your bloodstream. Just course through your veins. You know, just smudge all that.
Bathe in the ashes. God, shit. Can we be free? I was listening to NPR this week, this Afrofuturist episode, and the fact that people, the literal host of the show is like, this is going over my head.
The fact that...
Nigga, it's freedom.
We should totally sell a kit for white people to go through a ritual of shedding themselves of white supremacy.
I thought that was what the safety pin box was doing.
You just put that shit in the tub and let it soak.
Like a bomb, a leather jacket. I would like the white supremacist bubble bath, please. Yes, the exorcism. I'll take two of those. Black Lives Matter. Come out right now.
stones.
Get the Christopher Columbus out of y'all.
It's a lie.
In the name of Frederick Douglass, you are healed.
In the name of Racy Taylor, Ida B. Wells.
Yeah, I release you.
I release you.
I release the spirit of Thomas Jefferson.
Come out right now, white devil. Get out of him. Get out of this man, white devil. The end of Beloved. Someone give us a budget. Perform white exorcism. No, I don't think you're a devil. I think whatever is sitting inside of you.
My name is Silas. And I'm here to suppress all you people. You niggas.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Why? This is why y'all don't tweet too shit.
You like use the hashtag. Listen to us. We literally talked about performing exorcisms on white people. These trainings ain't working. You haven't even begun your healing journey. Ugh.
What y'all?
Beyonce's doing more for her marriage than y'all are for humanity. Where's your souls? That's why you dance off beat.
Man, I was just about to say, go through the damn exorcism, but I promise you, you'll get some rhythm, goddamn.
Please. It'll just,
you'll get some soul about praise. You.
It happened to David.
You know, you
he got so much rhythm, he danced out of his clothes. Don't you all read the Bible? That's your shit, right?
No.
They're like, no, not really.
We only just use that to suppress y'all.
Yeah, we don't think any of this shit.
That's
a whole human being built off of a rib? That's ridiculous.
That's why they be out of church so damn early.
Right. Just 30 minutes alive.
Y'all know what it is. We here again.
We here again. The gays are going to hell. The blackies.
All right, y'all can go. Y'all, I know y'all got activities.
Yes.
Because we
make
set
sure
it
you
up.
Read this book to your child. You need to indoctrinate them with Noah's Ark.
Which anyway, brings us to who put this here?
Confederate monuments. So, you know, this week I was
great.
It's this awesome. Is great. We have nothing but lovely things said about this. It's man. Great. So Mike.com, y'all, did this amazing video diving into why the Confederate monuments were even erected to begin with, since the removal is sparking riots and ultimately death, like what we saw take place in Charlottesville, Virginia. You know, we'll just keep referencing it because we don't want you to forget what the fuck just happened to us a minute ago.
And if you remember when they pulled down the statue in Durham, that motherfucker just
It just bent and it just crumbled. Hey. So this video goes into like, did y'all know the white man's like, did y'all notice that shit just kind of like
it's
crumbled
no
up? He goes into this whole history of why the monuments are there. Basically, even with Charlottesville, there's this narrative that it's only white men who are perpetuating violence, and it's simply not true. Mm-hmm. The monuments were like a effort of the daughters of the Confederacy.
White women.
To
who at home not working.
At home not working, but you know, this is their organizing event.
This is their whole this thing.
So the ancestors of the 54% of white women who voted for Trump are
they
essentially
mamas, basically.
Responsible for
their
organizing.
Grandmothers.
They're responsible for organizing and funding the monuments that were mostly built during guess when? Jim Crow and the Civil Rights era.
So this is what they was doing while the men was at the KKK meeting.
Exactly. They are also the Klan.
The KKK. The
they
women's
are the
side.
Daughters of the Klan daughter clans. White
the
supremacists.
Women's society.
The women's society of
the
Nazis.
KKK.
Like, white women was violent
the daughters
as fuck,
of the
y'all.
Dominion. The daughters of... the Mr. Leagues.
Their sole purpose was to
fuck us up.
Propaganda. They're like, let's build monuments. If you can't afford a monument, basically if a state wanted one or a city
wanted
one,
we gonna sell some motherfucking pie to get y'all to
quilts. We gonna make some quilts.
Do they make quilts? They don't make quilts. Only black women make quilts.
Well, white people steal a lot of shit, okay? Have you seen those Vera Bradley
bags? I know indigenous people make quilts. Yes. Everybody make quilts. White people don't.
White people. Yeah, so essentially.
They put fabric together.
They do. Something's happening. I don't know. But I was very fascinated to hear the legacy of these monuments that apparently only cost a couple $100s to be built.
How did they stand up there so long?
That shit anger held up and by hatred. Rocks. That shit is held up by fucking symbolism and goddamn
paperclips,
fragile
and ideology.
Yeah, and ideology.
So that also tells you how what have thin y'all been white cleaning this whole time? Like what y'all been doing?
What have y'all been cleaning these fucking styrofoam monuments with?
Just bad for the just not biodegradable whatsoever. Just plastic.
The fuck?
Just toxic.
And just standing up there.
And white supremacy is fragile as fuck. Like, it also lets us know that we need to step more into our power, melanated people around the world.
Let's build some motherfucking monuments, dig.
Let's get some resources. If you got a monument idea, you know, somebody will come around with the collection plate to make sure you can make that happen on scale. You ain't got to put together a little wooden clubhouse with all your pictures in it. You know, we can get you some glass to put it in.
Yes, find your local artist. I realize, just on top of this, Toni Morrison has a whole ass society. Mm-hmm. Where you can submit an application to build benches by the road, because she talks about how we don't even have a place to reflect on the lives of folks who were enslaved, not even a bench by the roadside. So if you want to, you know, fund a local bench,
and I
talk to Toni.
Is Miss Toni willing to talk more about like other monument ideas to reflect on?
There are countless types of monuments. I was thinking about how
I would love just a plot, like just a black. Y'all know how like fraternities and sororities got plots on campuses. Just imagine just a descendant of slaves plot that black people just come to and chill it.
Yes,
like dessert. That would be lit.
You are not allowed to do anything but relax.
Barbecues at the plot at the goddamn at the slave ground.
Absolutely.
The slave memorial ground.
Absolutely.
It's going down.
Hello? Five for five.
Fireworks.
50 cent wings, goddamn.
CDs, DVDs.
I went to school in Pittsburgh, and I was showing Jasmine, there's this house that this artist Vanessa German has built that is just covered in like it's blue, it's bright, there's glass and mirror on the side of it to reflect a beautiful, joyful vision of Pittsburgh and specifically Homewood, which is, you know, underfunded, low resource area in Pittsburgh with a ton of black folks living there. So she's just built this beautiful monument to like joy in the middle of this neighborhood. Like, I feel like black people have historically done that, but it's always been fucking criminalized. Like, these women, the Klan was literally raising money to erect monuments that were upheld and protected this whole entire time.
Just so white futures can just, in this toxic way, continue to
legacy.
Exist.
Legacy.
Building a fake narrative around legacies that just aren't. They're talking about heritage. Heritage that just got erected 50 years ago.
Legit. And you didn't even fucking win.
You are betrayers to the Union.
Hello?
Like, even if you're not on the slavery shit, these folks were trying to become their own. Just like, no, we want to be a separate entity. We don't want to do this no more.
Well, guess what? You can't.
And you can't.
And fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all.
The fuck?
What is this flag? No.
Get rid of this
down.
Shit. You lost. No. This is stupid.
Let all that go. But
release,
you know,
yourself.
But that's what whiteness does.
It does. And I think, man, I wish the Get Down was coming back for another season. But I was thinking about how even graffiti artists, like, that is a territorial ass thing.
It's like a monument.
It's a monument. It's people creating
it's
art.
It's a mural.
It's a mural. It's literally the writings on the cave walls. It's the pyramids. It's all that stuff. And when people of color do it, it's like, we have to find these creative ass ways to build the monuments that we deserve. No, take that shit down. We want to replace it with Missy Elliott. We want to replace it with street art. Like, lean into all that shit. Support like this, like the Black Joy mixtape.
Black Futures.
Black Futures. Like, let's start to be proactive. Let's take it down as we need to organize around it. And we are allowed to think about ourselves as surviving beyond this. We are somebody's wildest dream.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, having that kind of reinforcement is how we ground ourselves into cultural pride. It's how we recognize the nuances. It's why we have to talk about all the ways in which we monument ourselves rather than put it into a vacuum or saying that it has to be a golden statue. Right. Like, all forms of the ways that we monument ourselves in the communities we live in deserve to be encapsulated in this way of preserving the legacy is Blackness. Because it is. Because we are here and we deserve. Yeah. And it's not in the interest of preserving a toxic history and perpetuating a legacy that continues to produce harm.
Yeah. This is actual harm. This isn't even... There's nothing great about this. This makes everyone feel bad. It literally has brought out the Klan. People are losing their lives. Missy Elliott would never.
Never. Just flipping and reverse it. That's it.
It's ran. Like, let's build our shit.
Everybody get your freak on. Headbanger.
Pussy, don't fail me now. I gotta turn this nigga out.
So he don't want
nobody else.
Nobody else. But me and only me.
What? Only me.
No, I don't want them problems.
Joy. That's what I want to walk past every day. I can't stand the rain. It's my window though.
Oh, what a night. Make that monument now.
Please. I'll just go and... It already has a ritual attached to it. It has songs, dance moves. What the fuck did Robert E. Lee do?
Imagine the great costumes that would come out of niggas visiting the Missy Elliott monument.
I was moved.
These numb mans is being some Confederate uniforms. Imagine somebody walking up in that black plastic bag from the I Can't Stand the Rain video.
Heavy lip liner.
Just.
Red.
I'm here for the Missy Elliott monument. Bow.
Yes. That would be me. Just in a space suit for no reason. Dead
away. Ooh, ah. Sock it to me like you want to. Ooh.
Man, going through Missy Elliott's discography though is
Now I don't know the words. To see what you gonna tell me.
Man. Anyway.
Alright.
So. Move this shit out the way. Next up. We've gone on several tangents today.
Colorblind Collective has a sorry ass old member that I had to remind Amber about after going to S's Fest.
We all sin and fall short of the glory of God.
Shit. Well, no, that you all good, man. You know, a lot of people forgot. And unfortunately, I had to remind everyone about Mystical's past. Yeah. And unfortunately, Mystical hasn't learned anything from it.
Not a goddamn.
Attention all y'all players and pimps right now in the place to be.
I thought I told y'all
niggas before that Mystical be raping. All right. So according to Ebony.com, who still probably owe their writers some money.
Hello? Ebony, pay your goddamn writers.
Mystical has been accused of raping a woman for the second time in his career. This time, the alleged act took place in October 2016, and his bond has been set by a Shreveport, Louisiana judge for $2 million.
Goddamn.
Now, really, all I got to say is, while we just talked about how prisons gotta be dismantled by the time we have this next solar eclipse, I also want to let y'all know that we have alternative forms of justice out here. Like, ideas for this. We gotta start putting y'all niggas out. Like just some good old exile.
You gotta wear a letter and shit.
Just burned on your face. Some things fall apart type shit gotta start happening to you niggas. Cause we done told you black women are the gods. So any crimes against her can get you run up and done up.
Easy. Just like that.
Just, bitch, you guessed it.
About and to like, connect on your ass.
And nowhere you go, like, no black community will accept you. Nowhere around the world.
Lonely.
Like, you just gotta just be in the woods, off the grid, off the everything. You gotta just fend for yourself. Good luck. Most likely you gonna die. But
seems fair to me.
It seems right.
I mean, you're still here. You just gotta work it out.
And I bet you that is a really great incentive for you niggas to leave us the fuck alone.
Your ass gonna be in the sunken place.
Like, we keep making these movies about denying these people pussy for being violent and shit. How about we do one where we put your ass out?
You gotta go.
You gotta go. And you are denied take shit life.
I purchase you. That's what my mom would tell me.
And then, like, y'all wonder why goddamn Father's Day bailout don't work as an organizing tactic.
Shut up, Jasmine.
No, this is for real. Like, this is for real. This is honest. Y'all out here being awful as the fuck. Nobody really want to organize for y'all because y'all might need to be in jail this weekend. Y'all got little kids like Breisha Newsom who got to serve time for doing a job that her goddamn big cousin should have handled. Her mama brother should have handled. Somebody, but this child got to go up here and do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we putting our kids in this type of position? Like, we got to be thinking forward. Like,
and stop leaving it on these. Yeah, it's always on black women to handle all this, even with the R. Kelly situation.
Yeah.
Just another black girl who has to come out and be like, I know I signed these things. I know I said this, but like, I can't allow this to keep happening. So,
Jeronda Pace had to take time out of her business schedule to confirm once again that R. Kelly ass need to be put out. Yes. That's via BuzzFeed.
She says, if I can speak out and I can help them get out of this that situation, that's what I will do, Pace said. She said, I didn't have anybody to speak up on my behalf when I was going through what I was going through with him.
Mm.
Like, you're leaving this weight for already, for victims, for survivors to take up. Because we want to just keep two-stepping?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, if we're talking about black futures and we're talking about dismantling prisons, like, yeah, we're going to have to talk about restorative justice in a meaningful way. And we have to talk about how do we keep people from creating this kind of harm
generational
for people.
Generational harm. This shit doesn't stop when it just keeps going.
And we're trying to heal. We have to disincentivize y'all somehow. And just being like, stop, ain't working. Because
yeah.
It's getting people murdered. It's getting black cis women, black trans women, black femmes, black gender nonconformant. Like, y'all are being awful. And we still have to call you father.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have to still call you brother. We still got to call you teacher. We got to call you religious leader. No.
It stops today because no more. We can't. We have way too much shit on our hands right now.
It's the solar eclipse.
Yep.
I told you my tolerance is low. Look.
It's the nature's need.
Say I'm crazy. You ain't seen shit yet.
Crazy. Now on to those that we love, who we lift above all else.
It's black women,
the gods. So grateful for us. It's just black women, the guys. I feel like this is our holiday. You know, it's our eclipse. This one belongs to the divine feminine.
Yeah.
Beyonce has already set the standard.
Already. So, she said, I am the eclipse as well.
Ashe. And
all black girls should be obsessed with
me. My sister and I, we're eclipsing.
Yeah.
She is the moon, I'm the sun. What's up?
Every time I am in front of a light and there's a shadow, I'm an eclipse.
Hello.
Just reflecting back into the universe.
Yoink. But let's start here. Happy birthday,
TT the artist.
TT the artist, it's your birthday. Jiffy. We recorded on Thursday, and today is TT the artist's birthday.
Happy birthday.
You've had an amazing year. How I'm grateful just are to we get my to pussy like yet.
Pussy
to yet. Like witness
just
some
want
of this.
My pussy yet. Pussy, yeah.
She had a full ass banger
I
featured
got
on Instagram.
I got bad bitch problems. I got bad bitch problems.
Bad bitch problems was the song. You so, know, you know, we just love TT. She always gets a shout out from us.
For sure.
I wish she was here more, but we're going to link up. It's going to be glorious.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing, you know, I love a little viral video situation, especially, I just do. Don't we all? And right now, a video that I saw this week that I love was out of Sarah Jakes Roberts. It's TD Jakes' daughter. And I know sometimes I just go back and forth on this, but I grew up Baptist, hella Baptist Christian. Shout out to Columbus, Ohio, and my grandparents who had us in church literally all the time. But I loved TD Jakes when I was younger. He hasn't grown on me much through the years. But
woman, thou
I love,
art to loose angels. Still
it's not,
ain't your
it's
shit.
Not, it's not my shit no more. Oh, it's not. Okay. I don't be fucking with it. But
you
I do.
That shit.
I eclipsed it many, many years ago. But I love hearing from his daughter that she's like preaching now because she was literally a teen mom.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's so we need more examples of that in Black church spaces. So that we stop exiling our girls. Mm-hmm. Like, she talks so much about how everyone has their, I would say, shit. Everyone has their shit. And allow these kids to grow up. Allow them to figure out their paths and their what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. We're not perfect. Like, so I just love that that was her, this is like her moment as someone who had children very young, but is like overcoming it in order to share that story with more people. So shout out to Sarah Jakes. Take your inheritance. I love a little green leaf situation, child. That's my show. Ooh, Anna's back on. I can't wait to watch it.
Well, since Sheether, it looks like Nicki Minaj has taken a step back to focus on being an IG personality / video vixen, as confirmed by the exclusive title video release for Rake It Up.
Such trash.
In the video, she can be seen appearing as a backup dancer and in a kiddie pool in the Yo Gotti video that is a top 40 quote-unquote response to his own beef with the self-proclaimed and most likely proven king of Memphis, Young Dolph. Both rappers can be seen, Nicki Minaj and Yo Gotti, not starting or continuing any beef with Remy Ma or Dolph, but settling comfortably in the standards of white mediocrity that's also known as pop music.
Yes.
In actual rapper news, Cardi B is on Billboard's top 10 and got a new Bentley for being a real nigga out here.
Nicki.
I got a new car.
Nicki is embarrassing as fuck, and you already wore that outfit with Beyonce. Like, this is sad. I didn't get through that video.
The only person that came up in the video was Blac Chyna.
Iconic, still.
You like Nicki Minaj, the queen of rap, is racing
and
Tyga's ex, and who has a Lamborghini, the same car as you.
It's
something
weird.
Ain't adding up.
I didn't even make it that far in the video, Jasmine.
It's
I
so
was
bad.
Just like, this.
She dancing on a rake.
Why is Nicki Minaj dancing on a rake with a group of other? Who the fuck are these women?
Who are they? It's not even a legion of famous bad bitches dancing. Like, what a sight would it have been if Nicki Minaj was dancing with Jocelyn Hernandez, Blac Chyna, and who would be a third one? Amber Rose, just
yes.
Fucking it up on these rakes. But I don't know who none of these people are.
What?
And then they just in the kiddie pool, which really just threw me off. And I was just
how
like,
do
this
you
video.
A scalpany in your own video. Like, you lay on the tracks.
You were there.
You're
on the song.
Your name has to be said with this shit.
But then you decided with. I mean, I get it, like, from an industry standpoint, but
whatever.
Okay.
Next. But shout out to Cardi B. You know, we rooting for her out here. Regular, degular, schmegler girl will be performing.
Former sex worker out here. Hello? On Billboard. About to Despacito.
Yep.
And Bodak Yellow will be number one and number two.
Hello? Now,
will Bodak Yellow take the crown? We hope so.
We hope so. And only tomorrow will tell.
What a time where Spanish-speaking people is number one, number two, when we are talking about borders like shit in this
walls.
Country.
Come
walls.
On.
Woo.
Even ASAP Ferg is... No, that wasn't ASAP. Yeah, ASAP Ferg is like whispering the Allah on his new shit. Like... People ain't fucking with Trump. The culture has decided, get this nigga out of here. But I'm proud of Cardi B. Yeah, she's going to be performing at the MTV Video Music Awards, which she will share a stage with the same place where Beyonce announced that Blue had chosen her to be her earthly mother.
Word. So
the only ceiling Blue has ever seen. But she wasn't aware by then.
She said not her whole life. She said the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Even when she was, only thing she could do was look up the ceiling because she ain't had no neck control. She said it was too far up. I couldn't even see that far.
I didn't see that shit. Well, I hope Cardi B really does take the cake. That would be exciting. I want the Bronx to turn up. I'm going to give Gloria like a gift or something for her.
Just, you know, give a gift to a nigga in the Bronx and right. Try to get an MTV award.
Exactly.
That's lit. So you all have been talking to us about potentially doing listener letters, and we just so happened to get this one this evening. So I'll read it, and me and Amber just try this out once again. If y'all like it, just keep sending us stuff. And I will say, though, if you send us anything over 1,000 words, no, don't send us nothing over 300
what?
Words.
I was like, over 1,000?
Don't send us nothing over
250.
250. 140 words or less, more like it, okay? Just try, okay? We got to have some balance.
We need boundaries. We told y'all, we still work full-time.
We still work full-time, y'all. Okay. It says, raising proud black kids. Hey, Amber and Jasmine.
What's up, girl?
I want to start off by saying how grateful I am to have found your wonderful podcast. I always get so excited when a new episode shows up in my feed. Oh, thank you.
Yay.
Your show is essential to my well-being. The reason I'm writing to you is because I'm worried. Times are really crazy with that psychopath in the White House who keeps emboldening his racist supporters to act a fool, and I'm so tired.
That's a read.
I have three young nephews, ages 13, 11, and 4, and I'm worried about their future. With all this going on, I don't want them to grow up thinking being black is a bad thing. I want them to realize how incredible our people are. In a world that's telling them that they're not important, how do I show them how valuable they truly are? I'm pretty confident they're not being taught this stuff in school, so I'd like to teach them. The problem is that there's still a lot I don't know. And since I trust and respect the hell out of you both, I was hoping you could point me in the direction toward resources that I can use to teach me and in turn teach them how truly special it is to be black.
Yeah.
With love, Shay.
Well, I believe you're in the step one is here, baby. You're doing great.
You're doing great.
Yes.
So what I will say is good job.
Yes.
And first ask them. Ask them what they know. Ask them the experts. 4, 11, and 13 are such great ages.
Yes.
To ask them, well, what do you think about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How do you see yourself? How amazing do you think you are? And then you ask them, what do they think about their blackness in relation to those things that they've said about themselves? And I feel like one of the first, most powerful places that we can encourage, you know, love and appreciation for blackness is telling our black children to love and appreciate themselves.
Yeah. And their siblings and the people around them who look like them.
Mm-hmm.
That helped me. Yeah, I'm also thinking about how those ages are such special times. Mm-hmm. Like, even my niece Hannah is 4 years old. Giving her images of people of color, allowing her to watch, learn songs by black folks and, like, all those different pieces. And I was recently exposed to black comic books.
Mm-hmm.
That shit.
It's great.
It's awesome. I can only imagine what it would feel like to give that over to a 13-year-old.
And like, they are developing more black comic books with yes. black protagonists.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't always a reality.
I'm always about books, but I know that sometimes, you know, not everyone can read at these high levels or what have you. But also there's comic books, there's graphic novels, and there's just so much stuff out there for them to play with and where they can start to get a curiosity about mm-hmm. themselves. For me, it was books. That's what I knew.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, and for me, it started with fiction. So I mm-hmm. was reading Toni Morrison around 13.
Virginia Hamilton was one of my faves.
Yeah. Their Eyes Were Watching God. And the coldest one to ever.
Yes.
I think it's important to not only teach and give our kids the classics. Like, it's really important mm-hmm. to show the diversity and richness that is blackness. Like, mm-hmm. black erotica is fine. Like, we have to teach our children pleasure in multiple ways.
Yeah.
You know, and not just a clinical textbook.
Yeah.
And also, don't be afraid to expose them. 13 is around a good age to expose them to the Black Joy mixtape.
Yeah. Like, they already cussing now. Come
they
on.
Already cussing. If you think about your life and what you was doing at 11, I supremely had fuck in my vocabulary.
Absolutely.
Just.
I had at least a bird, you know, to flip. And you know what I love about this generation, too, mm-hmm. is they fucking love YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They love YouTube. They yeah. are always on that shit. And there's black stuff on there. There's whole series or like, you know, old Gullah Gullah Island clips or just there's so much for them to explore and to absorb. Discover. Yeah.
And that's another part of the letter that I wanted to just kind of address. Like, on the hashtag, y'all share resources with one another.
Yeah.
Like, we're all the experts of this thing called Black Joy, especially when your Black Joy does not perpetuate the harm of other Black people.
Right.
That's all we're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, we are experts. Don't get me wrong. And y'all are too.
Yeah.
And we really would love your support. The resource, if y'all know any resources, make sure you put them on the hashtag. Now, if they some crap, if I go through and you know, you done posted you put, some whole tip shit.
Like primary colors and
I'm
shit.
I'm gonna have to put you out.
Yeah, you gonna have to.
Not put you out, but I'm gonna have to be like, no.
That's not it. You better try again, nigga. Get some electric company out here for these kids. Shit. Barney was a black man. So was Elmo. There. Start by ruining.
Love yourself,
love
kids.
Love yourself, kings. You're black, okay? All of you. I don't. There ain't no light skin, dark skin. You're black. Just get it out of them now.
And
go hug your mama again. Again, go grease your scalp, rub her feet. Again,
what are you? This is hazing.
Well, that's how the white man gonna be on the babies. It's like, nah, don't you hate when they say that? And I gotta beat my kid before the police does. No.
And this is why we don't do listener letters right here. Where are our shout outs, y'all? Amber is not allowed to talk off the script about your lives, okay?
Beat the fuck out of them. Beat her.
No.
Hit her.
We just said no harm, nigga. If you want a dead son-in-law, you're going to keep advising.
That's a good
do.
Book for a 13-year-old.
It sure is.
That is
the
a
color
good
purple
book.
Is a look.
It starts off hard, but like it's a great mm-hmm. book. That book changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, feminism, take me, all of me.
And because I don't have children, I don't know what the kids is reading for black liberation. But if y'all know those resources, please put the children's books and resources for teaching positive attitudes towards blackness.
Yeah, because that's what I got. I was a very dark child. I was reading slave narratives. I learned a lot. I thought it was helpful.
I totally was.
And the Cheetah Girls, you know? Same time.
All of that. All of it.
I love books.
Yep. I used to listen to Fan Mail, the whole album, while reading.
And Reading Rainbow is now basically a podcast.
He being sued because apparently he ain't spent his money correctly. White people always mad.
Hello.
Anyway.
So that's listening letters. Y'all can keep sending them in if you want to. This is what I think. This is how I'm rearing myself.
You know, you're beating yourself.
No.
Ew, you nasty.
But for real, you can teach the kids to rub some feet. Ain't gonna hurt them. My mom said I was put on this earth to pump gas once. I was Carol, man. Single moms, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes.
she didn't feel like getting
out. Grab this remote.
Quickly.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder the life I've chosen for myself.
Ashe. Well, I what's your hope?
Black children.
Me too. They're great. So what's your hope for black futures? We can do black futures or what's bringing you black joy.
My hope for black futures is that the next time this wonderful eclipse happens in 99 years, that white supremacy as we know it is defeated. Oh, and that black children, that black aunties don't have to worry about black children's love for themselves mm-hmm. and their communities.
Ashe. My hope for black futures this week is abundance in communal love mm-hmm. that is open, honest, that liberates, lifts up, and allows people to fly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that we think about black futures more than we think about black deaths.
Ashe. I also hope for black futures that Black Joy Mixtape gets an offering to his PayPal.
Amen.
PayPal.me/Black Joy.
Amen.
Will help bring these black futures on this mic.
Amen. Ashe. A gender nonconforming.
An androgynous god.
Hey, Shondo. Anyway, where can they find you online, Jasmine?
Jazz on your mind. On Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
And then don't forget to follow Black Joy Mixtape on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find me online at Amber J. Phillips on Twitter, Instagram, and you can follow me on Facebook, babies.
Oh, what's going on in that Facebook store? What they doing over there?
To touch that.
I touched it this week.
I don't want to open up anybody's fucking Facebook story.
Man, ever. Niggas is just showing walls. So I don't know what they doing over there.
You already got live. Like, it's lit. Thank you. Next up. Ugh, Facebook is so extra all the time. Like, this isn't even a social media platform. This is the internet.
The algorithm is terrible.
Trash. Anyway. But follow me on Facebook, though, because I be keeping my shit together.
I don't.
Great.
But I'm definitely keeping my shit together on Snapchat and Instagram now.
Yes, I should.
It's kind of lit.
I love it. Well, that's our show.
Well, great.
Awesome.
And this song this week is a banger.
Banger. Yeah. I love it.
Don't forget that you heard it first. This is a world premiere. Black Joy Mixtape. Like,
two motherfuckers following that shit. And it's a banger.
This is Kelgen's Bad Bitch Problems.
Hello.
Black Joy Intros.
Amen. This is Amber J. Phillips, the High Priestess of Black Joy.
And this is Jasmine South.
And you just listened to
the Black Joy Mixtape. Hey, what it do?
Everyone done hit it. Now my toilet paper's gold. That means my shit is expensive. I'm single cause I know that I'm a bad bitch. Never settle for these niggas that never have shit. I'm like, wait, bitch, wait. That's your outfit from the planet Bad Bitch. These hoes is average.
I'll have what she's having. What she's having. What she's having. What she's having.